Beginning Principle 16, Inner Torah. It's on page 48. It's two pages, so this session we'll read through and then, God willing, discuss the next time. Principle 16, Inner Torah. We can learn Torah from two different perspectives. One, the Torah is outside of ourselves. Two, the Torah is inside of ourselves. The Torah is generally learned from the perspective of being outside of ourselves. For example, the Torah's discussion of Yaakov and Esav is understood to be speaking about two different people. The Torah's description of Israel's enslavement in Egypt is understood as referring to two different nations. Although most of the world learns Torah this way, many difficulties arise from this way of learning. One difficulty is that it can seem like the Torah is only a record of historical events and stories. God forbid. Also, when we learn Torah this way, it is hard to feel a direct connection between what is written in the Torah and our personal lives. The Holy Zohar explains that every single word of the Torah contains divine secrets and guidance on how we can attain dvekut, connection with God. The Zohar explains that the Torah is not only outside ourselves, but also inside us. For example, Yaakov and Esav are two aspects of our inner self struggling for control. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah represent levels of consciousness that we can attain. Israel is an aspect of ourselves becoming free from the slavery of another aspect of ourselves, called Egypt. When we relate to the Torah as describing aspects of our inner consciousness, we're not learning about events that we can feel disconnected from. Every letter of the Torah is relevant to each of us personally. This is the way to relate to the Torah. Also foundational to understanding the Torah and the words of the sages is understanding that everything described in the Torah about God is actually speaking from the perspective of our experience of God. The entire Torah is describing inner psychological states and levels of consciousness that we experience along the path of spiritual development. The Torah is describing what is happening within us and explaining how we can personally attain dvekut, union with God. Every word of the Torah is a divine name that in essence describes a particular measure of experiencing God. Okay, so God willing, we'll discuss next time.